Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're talking about Black Friday. Chris Locke is the founder of Water Financial, and we need to understand what should we be looking out for, what should we be doing. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. So we all get caught up in it. We really can't help ourselves. We're part of Instagram, Facebook, all forms of social media. It's coming at us from every side. What is the best way to handle it?
Well, it's interesting you say it like that. You say we can't help ourselves. The reality is we can help ourselves, but it requires a bit of discipline. And I guess that's the challenge, is we need to learn the discipline in order to be able to help ourselves. I would say, Howard, that there's three things that are key. The first is not to use credit, so not to borrow money to spend. The second would be to actually buy things that you need, you know, so not superfluous, consumptive behavior. And then the third thing, and I think this is increasingly something that one has to be aware of, is to make sure that the product is actually at a discount, because retailers have been known, and it's a common practice to mark up and then mark down. So you actually could end up overpaying on credit for a product that you don't need, and that really is a Black Friday.
So no credit. That's, I think, the first and most important thing. Do not buy on credit. All right. And then how do we know in terms of, in fact, we were just talking to our Israel correspondent, they have the same problem there, is that the anchoring of pricing is dangerous because it's often not the case. We often hear about prices going up or just being another price being used, crossed out, and a lower price given.
Yeah, look, I think it speaks to my second point about needing something. You know, if you imagine that you've got a list of items that you actually require, you would know the common price of those items. So you would have checked at a couple of retailers, you would know what their going price is, and then you'd be able to assess whether it's actually at a discount come Black Friday. You know, my wife had an interesting incident yesterday where she went to buy dog food, fully intentionally, and they had a 3-for-2 offer. So she came back and said, look, that's a fantastic Black Friday offer. And that's absolutely in that realm. It wasn't on credit. It was at a discount, and it was needed.
Well, I was just going to say, you're going to land up using it anyway, so therefore it does make sense. Right.
Yeah.
Right. How are we discerning consumers? Are we becoming better?
That's a very leading question. Yeah. I would say we absolutely not. I think we are highly influenced, as you mentioned earlier, by things like social media. I think that we don't necessarily, you know, that goldfish memory kind of idea. We don't necessarily invest time in order to make good decisions. And I think increasingly it's becoming problematic. You know, from a commercial perspective, if I was a retailer, fair game. You know, I do what I can to sell the product at the highest possible price. I think it's incumbent on us as consumers to do the work, and that's my opening point, is that my concern would be that we're not doing the work. And it comes to events like Black Friday, which is really an artificial construct. You know, it's the sale day that came from the States as a tradition of post-Thanksgiving, and now all of a sudden it's ubiquitous across the world.
And suddenly, you know, it's ours, yeah.
And it's a construct designed to sell more products.
But you're not saying keep away from it completely, because there could be things that you need that you can take advantage of, i.e. the dog food.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's where discerning customer can take advantage. And I think also there's got to be an element of, I don't know how to verbalize it, but, you know, it's been a tough 2 years. You know, one should be able to treat oneself. You know, if you have surplus cash and there's something that you really need or want, and this could be a great opportunity to get it at a discount, but you need to do the work prior to, in order to make sure that it's a good decision financially.
Yeah, it's so important to be able to do that. And maybe what we need to do is, before we even go online, make our lists and know what we're looking for. Because otherwise, when we start browsing, we just get caught up in this whole, I don't know.
It's a wormhole.
It really is. It really is, and it's an expensive one, potentially.
Yeah, and it's designed to be thus. And, you know, go back to the point of fair game to the retailers. I mean, using social media, they suck you into a product wormhole where their intention is that you will come out of the wormhole having purchased the product.
Mm.
So, you know, we are the ones as consumers that need to do the work. And I think what you're saying is absolutely correct. If we have a list, and that list might be a list that's old, you know, it's almost like your Christmas list. It's the things that I would like to buy were I to have the money to do so. And then you might pick it up at a 50% discount on a sale, and then you've won. You know, the work is worth the outcome.
Absolutely. Chris Locker, founder of Water Financial, brought us Black Friday tips. Thank you for doing so.